This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Deck your home this holiday season with Blinds.com. Save up to 40% on select styles, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, we continue to follow breaking news.
We now know the suspect in the murder of a Terrell police officer has been apprehended after an hours-long manhunt.
KRLD's Kristen Yates has been following this story all morning long, and she joins us live now with the latest. Kristen.
Well, Heather, all we know about this suspect currently is that he appears to be in his mid-20s. Investigators searched an area of Canton most of the early hours this morning. That suspect apparently found at a resort within that area. That's the description that we were given. Now, investigators were able to find him because of information that Terrell officer Jacob Candinoza was able to give despite his terrible injuries that he ultimately succumbed to. Terrell's chief of police only briefly spoke to us this morning, and he summed the situation up quite precisely.
I hope you understand that it's been a very difficult time for all of us. Just understand that it is an extremely difficult time for all of us.
Now, this all began a little before midnight with a traffic stop near the Buc-ee's in Terrell off of I-20. Officer Candinoza conducting that traffic stop. We are not sure at this point how it turned violent, but the suspect fled that scene, leading police on a chase. Again, the information Candinoza gave led police to that area where they ultimately caught this gunman. Candinoza, we're learning, a very recent hire to the Terrell Police Force, leaving behind a wife and a very young son. Now, we are hoping to hear more from Terrell Police as the day continues on, a memorial service for Candinoza, other details about the suspect, about this situation. It's still very fluid, but we will, of course, bring you the very latest details as we learn them. Reporting live, Kristen Yates, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The weekend fire leaves some Dallas families homeless ahead of the holidays.
Dallas Fire and Rescue says the fire was under control within an hour. However, it took hours to fully extinguish the hotspots at the Villa Vista apartment complex off Amanda Lane on Saturday morning. One woman was trapped on the second floor and had to be rescued by firefighters. She was taken to the hospital along with another person for evaluation because of the smoke exposure. At least 12 apartment units were destroyed and later demolished as the fire caused major damage, including a roof collapse. 30 to 40 families are displaced because of the fire. The American Red Cross said they are working to help those families. However, some residents left before volunteers arrived. Impacted families can contact the Red Cross for help at 1-800-RED-CROSS. The cause of that fire is still under investigation. From the 24-Hour News Center, George Alfreda's 1080 KRLD.
Dallas police are investigating after two women are shot while riding in a rideshare early Saturday morning. The incident happened off I-35 East Service Road near Inwood. Both women, aged 20 and 37, rushed to the hospital by Dallas Fire Rescue. One is in critical condition. Police are still working to identify a suspect.
Well, jury selection begins today. It's a voter fraud trial of former Carrollton mayoral candidate Zul Muhammad.
Muhammad is accused of more than 100 counts of illegally getting and possessing ballots from the 2020 election. At the time, he was running for mayor of Carrollton. The Denton County Sheriff's Office and state investigators got involved when some residents of a nursing home in Louisville got mail-in ballots they had never applied for. Ends up, the state says Muhammad had used a fake driver's license and a fake UNT ID to get more than 80 ballots. Investigators say they found the ballots at Muhammad's home when they searched. If convicted, he could get 20 years in prison. From the 24-Hour News Center, LP Phillips News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Remarkable story out of Israel. 12-year-old girl is doing what, 12-year-old girls do. She was just out for a walk with some friends. She was looking for porcupine spines. Which, note to self, look up porcupine spines.
Is that
the quills?
Is that an actual... Oh, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so.
I was thinking pine cones.
Right, so she's out looking for porcupine spines, but she saw something else. She bent over, picked it up, looked at it in her hands, and figured, this might be something? Well, it was something all right. It was a 3,500-year-old Egyptian scarab amulet. Adorned with intricate symbols, it's now on public display, highlighting Egypt's influence in the region during the Bronze Age.
So it's just like sitting there?
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
On top of the soil or
something? Yeah, it's dumb.
Does she get to keep it?
Nope. It's in a museum.
Oh.
It belongs in a museum!
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After a tough pair of road games over the weekend, the Stars returned home to blow out the visiting Calgary Flames 6-2 and earn some high praise from head coach Pete DeBoer postgame.
We were running on fumes, and I thought we dug deep tonight. I liked our start. We sagged a little bit in the middle, but we got some big performances and plays from some guys at important times, and now we get a well-deserved rest. That's probably the toughest portion of our schedule.
From the 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Judy Garland's iconic ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz fetched a jaw-dropping $28 million at a Dallas auction on Saturday, far surpassing their $3 million estimate. $28 million, estimated at $3 million, and it is a record.
But for an entertainment piece of memorabilia, the high record was $5.52 million for Marilyn Monroe's subway dress, and our own Joe Maddalena sold that in 2011. Ladies and gentlemen, we exceeded that by quite a bit.
These legendary shoes have a storied past, stolen from a museum in 2005 and recovered in a 2017 FBI sting. Only four pairs are known to exist.
And we don't know who purchased them.
No.
It's a mystery.
I'm not telling anybody I purchased them.
Someone's got a lot of money.
We'll see you
and now
in them.
A fancy pair of shoes and no money left.
Yeah.
News Radio 1080 KRLD. We are the station at DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
But guys, if you go out on the party circuit, it ought to be able to pretty easy to spot who bought those shoes.
That's true.
Yeah.
At least one pair anyway. Stock market turned in a marvelous performance last week, except for the Dow Industrials average. It was down 268 points, but every bit of that was United Health. United Health was down so much, it dragged the rest of the group to down too. There's just a lot more focus being put on these insurers after all of the activity that took place last week. Everything else, like I say, was pretty good. In fact, we had record high closes on the S&P and the NASDAQ, both posting pretty good gains for the week. This week, man, this week we're going to, it really is a buildup to that big Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting next week. In fact, not only are we watching for rate cuts out of the Federal Reserve here in the U.S., but also the Bank of Canada, European Central Bank, and the Swiss National Bank are all expected to ease. We'll see if indeed they do. In advance of that, we've got some important inflation numbers coming later on. Individual stocks out there, NVIDIA's down a bit. China's investigating an anti-monopoly charge against NVIDIA. And it is putting a little bit of pressure there. There's a big merger today. It's going to reshape the global advertising industry as though, you know, Twitter and online performance hasn't already done that. Omnicom's going to buy Interpublic, and it will create the largest advertising company in the world. That is a pretty big deal. And we'll watch Macy's today. An active investor has taken a large stake in Macy's, trying to shake them up. Crude's up 94 cents, 68.14. Gold's up $18.20, 26.7750. And the 10-year rate is climbing 4.18%. If the Dow opened right now, it'd be up 16, the S&P down 4, the NASDAQ unchanged. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
All right, John, you got me curious. You got me curious, you know, buying those ruby red slippers for $32 million.
Yeah.
$4 million of that, by the way, is just the fees.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding about that. $4 million in fees?
Oh, it's a hefty price to pay, but hey,
oh
it's
my
great
gosh.
Talking piece.
So I looked it up. Judy Garland wore a size 5 shoe.
Uh-huh.
Which seems very, very small.
Seems that way.
I think my big toe is a size 5.
Right.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I have huge feet.
So, and the shoes were made in her size because she was the only one that was going to be wearing them.
Be like Cinderella. You got to cut off your heel to get in them.
Yeah.
Or a toe or something.
Not cool.
No. No. Nobody wants that. Well, a Fort Worth-based airline, which one would that be, cancels all flights to Haiti for the time being.
American Airlines says it's suspending flights to Haiti indefinitely after initially banning them through mid-February. American, Spirit, and JetBlue had halted flights last month after confirming their planes were hit by gunfire while traveling in Haiti's airspace. No passengers were injured. American says it will reevaluate its decision later next year.
Now, the United Nations temporarily suspended flights to Port-au-Prince last week, limiting humanitarian aid coming into that country.
Elon Musk is on a mission to make the government more efficient, and he's got a Texan ready to help. Musk's Department of Government Efficiency will need to work with Congress to get their ideas passed. A new efficiency caucus will be co-chaired by Texas Republican Pete Sessions, who says this should not be controversial.
It is bipartisan. We now have 4 House Democrats who've said, I want to be a part of this also.
He says a key part of the process will be to roll back Biden's work from home movement that started during COVID. The lack of oversight, he says, has made workers less efficient.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com. Download the Odyssey app or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.